The following is a lecture entitled The Glories of Purushottama Month, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on September 9th, 2012, in Sri Vrindavan Dham, India.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, I've been asked to speak something about Purushottama Month. Actually, in Prabhupada's books, he just barely mentions Purushottama month. In one place, he mentioned there's a 13th month, sometimes 13th month. He does not give any specific instructions to us for Purushottama month. But Prabhupada does give this point from Rupa Goswami. Yena tena prakarena mana krishnena veshaya sarva vidhi nischedashur etayor etakintara. One should fix his mind on Krishna by any means. All the rules and prohibitions of the scriptures should be the servants of this principle. So, the Purushottama month is mentioned in the Padma Purana. And there's a summary, I will read you a summary from the Padma Purana, but it's described about this month. I will read a summary about it from the Padma Purana. Once, an extra month, Adhika Masa, appeared in addition to all the other 12 months. The other months named it Mala, an unclean thing. The opposite of Nirmala, which means pure. They derided this month's existence. They criticized this month's existence. That it has no purpose. It has no name. It has no qualities. It is simply Adhika Masa, an extra month. That's all. So, feeling overwhelmed with sadness, the Adhika Masa approached Lord Vishnu. In Vaikuntha, she said to the Lord, "Oh Lord, what is my fate?" I am an outcast and have no other months. And no other months call, and I'm an outcast, and the other months call me Mala. I have no purpose, no qualities, I don't even have a name. Lamenting thus, the Adhika Masa collapsed in grief. Fainting at the Lord's feet out of sadness. Garudaji fanned her with his feathers until she regained consciousness. Garuda pleaded to Lord Vishnu on her behalf. And so, feeling pity for the Adhika Masa, Lord Vishnu took her to Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. She had to hide behind Lord Vishnu as the abode of Goloka was so dazzlingly effulgent. It was so effulgent, she had to hide behind Vishnu because it was just so too bright. She was crying piteously. And Krishna was surprised to see someone so sad in Goloka. On her behalf, Vishnu appealed to Krishna to bestow his blessings on this Adhikamasa. Such are the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Seeing her pitiable condition, Shri Krishna said, "From now on, you will be full of all auspicious qualities. Anyone who blasphemes you will certainly be the best candidate for hell. Materialists who deride you will surely see hell. All other months, such as Magh, Vishak, and Kartik, all combined together will only match 1/16 of your glories. Which will now exceed even the month of Kartik. Your glories will now exceed the month of Kartik. Thus she will bear my name. Purushottama Mas. You will be the most auspicious of months. Anyone who bathes in the Ganges, worships me, and chants my glories in this month, will surely enjoy all happiness and prosperity in their present life. And upon leaving their bodies, will return to me in this life. Purushottama Mas occurs once every 3 years. It is beneficial for all spiritual activities and inauspicious for all material activities. Chanting the holy names, bathing in Ganga, offering a lamb to Krishna and giving in charity are particularly beneficial in this month. So, as Prabhupada told us, we can eat anything that is favorable for our Krishna consciousness, we can accept it. So we can utilize the auspiciousness of this Purushottama Man as an encouragement to dive deeper into Bhakti Ras. The fact is that any kind of devotional activity, will be very, very potent during the Purushottama month. It's like now you're hearing about Krishna. That hearing will have more potency. Or now I am speaking about Krishna. That speaking will have more potency. By remembering Krishna in Purushottama mantra, there is more potency. Offering prayers has more potency. Bathing in Jamuna has more potency. Especially now we have the real Jamuna here in Vrindavan. Usually we only get the Delhi sewage water. But there is such a rainy season, they open the floodgates and the real Jamuna has come to Vrindavan. I took bath there yesterday and it's absolutely, unbelievably nectarian. It's so wide and it's so wonderfully flowing with clean, refreshing waters. So everyone should bathe in Jamuna during the Purushottama mass. It is recommended to give in charity. So what is the most auspicious charity? Distribute Prabhupada's books. Then you are doing the ultimate charity. Another interesting point about this Purushottama month. Previously, she was Mala Mas, the dirty month. But by approaching Krishna, she became Amala Mas, or the pure month. So what lesson can we all derive from that? It is a very clear lesson. We are Mala. We are very, very dirty. We are very, very dirty. But by approach, just as the Mala Mas approached Krishna and became a Mala
Mas,
we dirty bhaktas, we mala bhaktas can approach Krishna and become amala bhaktas. So this should be the real goal during the Purushottama month. That now I am very, very dirty. I am mala. So now I must become Amala. I must become Amala. I must become completely pure. You see. Actually, that is the natural state of the living being. Jivero Savrupahai Krishnera Nichidath. The constitutional position of the living entity is that he is the eternal servant of Krishna. That's who we really are, ladies and gentlemen. We have nothing to do with these gross material bodies. They are simply coverings of the self. They are not the actual self. They are not the actual self. Just like today, I may wear a green shirt. Today I may wear a green shirt. And tomorrow I may put on a blue shirt. Does that change my identity? No, I'm still me. I may wear a man's body. I may wear a woman's body. A white body. a black body, a human body, an animal body, a plant body, a fish body, a germ body. But that doesn't change me. I'm simply changing my garment, that's all. So we have been changing garments for millions and billions of lifetimes. Why have we been doing that? Why have we been changing garment to garment, body to body for millions and billions of lifetimes? Because we had a foolish desire to enjoy separately from Krishna. I say foolish. That desire to enjoy separately from Krishna is simply foolishness. Why do I say that? Because it's just like a fish out of water. Some fish, he may think, well, you didn't think I'd be happier if I was living on the land. I think I'll check it out, see what it's like on the land. So what does he do when he gets on the land? He's flapping in agony because he cannot breathe. The poor fish cannot survive on the land. So that is our position. We're trying to be happy in this material atmosphere. And my dear ladies and gentlemen, it is not possible. We cannot enjoy in this material atmosphere. No matter how hard we may try, it is absolutely impossible to enjoy in this material atmosphere. Radharani has spoken in this connection. She has given a very nice poetry. Perhaps some of you have read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anchalila, chapter 17, text 59. You have seen that wonderful nectarian shlok. Radharani says this. She says, Manamaravamadina Jalavina Yenamina. Krishna vena channe mareyaya madura hashavanane mana netra sayane Krishna trishnad viguna vadaya. Very beautiful stuff. She says, when my impoverished mind does not think about Krishna, then it dies immediately like a fish out of water. But madura hasha vadane, when I see Krishna's sweetly smiling face, mana netre sayane, my mind and my eyes are so pleased. Krishna trishna devi guna vadaya. My thirst for Krishna immediately doubles. Immediately, my thirst for Krishna immediately doubles. So, my dear ladies and gentlemen, we must learn from our mother. Radharani is our mother. We must learn from our mother, Radharani, how hellish it is to forget Krishna. Just like Jalavina Yenamina, a fish out of the water. And how wonderful it is when we see that sweetly smiling face of Krishna. Now think about it. Radharani's bliss doubles every time she kisses Krishna's face. So how many times do you think she might have looked at Krishna's face? Now just imagine a banker, you see. A banker who's looking for a good investment, return on his, money in the bank. He's looking for a good investment where he can double his money. He puts $1 in, he gets $2 out, right? He puts $2 in, he gets $4 out. Puts 4 in, he gets 8 out. He puts 8 in, he gets 16 out. It wouldn't take long for his $1 to turn into a multi-million dollar fortune. So Radharani's thirst for Krishna is like that. When she looks at Krishna the first time, her one unit of thirst becomes two units of thirst for Krishna. But how many times has she been looking at Krishna's face in the vast span of eternity? The point is, we cannot even begin to understand how thirsty Srimati Radharani is for Krishna. She has unlimited Krishna Trishna, unlimited thirst for Krishna. And it keeps doubling, 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 doubling for all of eternity without any end. It's called Mahabhav. We can't even conceive of it. We can talk about it a little bit. But we just have to worship her lotus feet. So how do we approach her lotus feet? Our mother, Mother Radharani, how do we approach her lotus feet? Hare! You see, we call out Hare. And this way we're begging that mercy of our mother Radharani. And then our father is Krishna, you see. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this way, if we take advantage of the extra potency of the Purushottama Mas, and we dive deep, 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 deep into the ocean of bhakti, then what will happen to those mala hearts? They will become amala hearts. Those dirty hearts, they will become clean hearts. And what happens when you get a clean heart? Do you know what happens when you get a clean heart? Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksadai vihridayeshu valokayanti yang shama shundaram shinyoganasvarupam govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. When your heart is clean, completely amala, completely amala, then you can see Krishna everywhere. You can see Krishna in your heart. You can see Krishna in Vrindavan. You can even see Krishna in Delhi. If your heart becomes pure, you won't have to go anywhere to go to Vrindavan. If you become amala, You don't have to travel anywhere. You're always living in Vrindavan. Whether you're in London, New York City, Tallinn, or Moscow, or Sofia, wherever you may be, if you develop the Amala heart, then you can see Krishna everywhere and you're living in Vrindavan. So, my dear ladies and gentlemen, it's up to us now what we will do. Will we remain dirty, rotating in the cycle of birth and death? Sometimes this, sometimes that. Sometimes sabaka, svinya, verblut, asho, that's Russia. Sometimes a dog, a hog, a camel, or an ass. Sometimes Indra. Sometimes Indra Gopa. You see, if we don't clean our hearts, we're condemning ourselves to remain in this prison house of material existence. Is it nice to be in prison? Do you enjoy being a prisoner of the modes of nature? It's hell, isn't it? Or do you think it's nice? Does any of you think it's nice to be a prisoner of the modes of nature? If you think it's nice, raise your hand. Does anyone think it's nice to be a prisoner of the modes of nature? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to see that none of you raised your hand. So now that means we have to become serious. Especially now in this Purushottama month, we must become very serious to awaken that dormant bhakti which is there in our hearts. We must kick Maya out of our hearts. When Maya Devi comes to the hotel of our hearts, check in. She should see a big sign. No vacancy. So in this way, we have to take advantage of the full mercy of Prabhupada. Do you know how to get the dust from Prabhupada's lotus feet? Do you know that wherever you are in the world, you can get the dust from Prabhupada's lotus feet? In all times, in all places, and in all situations, you can get the dust from the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Do you know the secret of how to get that dust? All you have to do is follow his instructions. Carefully read Prabhupada's books. And do whatever he says. And you will get that dust of Prabhupada's feet all over your head. Now normally, dust is dirty, right? When our house becomes dusty, we have to clean the dirty dust out, isn't it? But this dust from the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, it is a different kind of dust. It is mystical dust. This dust from Prabhupada's feet, it cleans all the material dust out of your heart. It cleans all the material dust out of your heart. So the more you can get the dust from Prabhupada's feet, the more you become a mala, pure devotee. Therefore, we should read the books of Prabhupada. Carefully read them. Again and again and again. Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita. Sri Upanishad. Nectar of Devotion. Easy Journey to Other Planets. Krishna Book. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Instruction, etc. The most important books are the ones that Prabhupada directly authored. Prabhupada directly wrote those are the most important books to read are the ones that Prabhupada personally wrote those books. There are so many other books floating around ISKCON. And they are... That's alright. They're good. Insofar as they inspire us to read Prabhupada's books, they're very good. It's like in your meal, you have to have the basic diet to be healthy. So in the meal of Krishna consciousness, our basic diet is the books of Srila Prabhupada. You only read other books and you don't read Prabhupada's books, you will not be spiritually healthy. If you want to be spiritually healthy, you must make Prabhupada's books your main reading program. Is it? Because he is the foundation of this movement. He is the founder of Acharya. Prabhupada's books hold this movement together. As long as his books remain the center of our lives, this movement will remain strong and vibrant and continue to grow and grow and grow. Prabhupada's books are neglected, this movement will die. So we must not neglect Prabhupada's books. We must seriously follow Prabhupada. So I can ask now if there's any questions. It's a fact. It says in the Bhagavatam, I think exactly how it's worded, I don't remember, but the point that Prabhupada's making is discussion is more important than reading. And Prabhupada does say a point like that. So what kind of program should we do if discussing and explaining is more important than reading? That's an excellent question. The answer is this. What are you going to discuss and explain? So the point is, this: you will discuss and explain what you have read. If you don't read, then what will you discuss and explain? It'll just be mental speculation. Therefore, reading is the foundation of discussing and explaining. When you read it, and then you discuss and explain it, then that reinforces and it strengthens what you have read. We should read 24 hours a day. And we should discuss 24 hours a day. And explain 24 hours a day. Just like what's our normal format for a class in this kind? We read Prabhupada's purport in the verse. The speaker explains it. And there is further discussion on the basis of the questions that are asked. So you cannot separate discussion and explanation from reading. They are all integrally related. Just like I'm explaining to you now. On what basis? My mental speculation? I am explaining to you on the basis of what I have read in Prabhupada's books. This explaining to you strengthens my own realization of Prabhupada. So in this way, by hearing and explaining what we have read, that strengthens and deepens the benefit we've gotten from that reading. Read something and then explain it to somebody. Read Prabhupada's books and then explain what you read to one of your godbrothers or your wife or whatever this may be. And then hear when others explain to you what they have read. In this way, by reading, explaining, and discussing, we will become very, very learned in Krishna consciousness. And by applying what we have read, discussed, and explained, we will become highly realized in Krishna consciousness. This process works. If you work this process, you will get the result. That's a fact. Thank you for your nice question, Prabhu. Anyone else have a question? Back there is a question. Tulsi Priya Devi Dasa.